Chazal metaken arba koises to drink lila seder arba koises shel yain. Rashi brings down keneged arba l'shoyne shel geula v'otzeisi v'lokachti v'itzalti v'goalti v'eveisi es koish del yo. It's keneged arba l'shoyne shel geula. Rashbam brings down the Rashi and he says that it's mefurish like this in the Medrash. The Mordechai brings down that arba l'shoyne shel geula. So why four cups of wine? So arba l'shoyne shel geula, you could eat four apples. Klaus chol nimshal etapuach, ketapuach be'atzei hayar kein boni ben adoidim. Maybe egoizim le'ginas egoiz yoradeti. So he brings down one pshat because it's an Indian from Derech Cheirus. The Laseder is an Indian that we feel like kings went out of Mitzrayim. We'll soon go into the Indian. Some say it's Keneged, the four cups, as he brings down, that it says by Saramashkim. It says three times Kois, Kois Pauri Al Yodi, and there's one for Kois Shel Birkas Hamazon. And the Indian from the Kois is from Saramashkim is, because the geula really starts, even in Be'etzem, it's not really a geula, but Yosef goes out of the jail, it's the beginning of the geula. Even that after, again, we go to go for another 200 years, but the Mefarshim explained that in that couple of years that Yosef was in jail, was like a mini vision of the whole Mitzrayim. Jail and out the Mitzrayim, and then it came in a longer way that everyone was there. And the Zohar in Kenegeda says Arba four times, Koisi Shua Iseso, Koisi Revoyo, Hashem Menas Koisi. Different reasons. I'll say one reason before we start really the sugya. Shem Zaman Ayabach would say over in the shir that he would give. He would give a taka today. Erev Shchoydesh Nisan, Yeshivas Kol Teire. He would say that everything in life, if you like, for example, chocolate, you can eat one bar, two bars, five bars, there's a limit. Yeah, you like pizza. After a limit, you can't eat anymore. Says wine is the only thing. The more you drink, the more you want. Remember 2 weeks ago from Purim, yeah? The more you... Says, in Kirvas Hashem, this is the way it works. The more you become closer to Hashem, the more you want. The guy that is a masmi, the whole zman, learns ben azmanim. The guy that doesn't learn during this man doesn't learn ben azmanim. You would think the opposite. The guy that learns during this man will take vacation ben azmanim. The guy that opens a sefer during this man will learn ben azmanim. But it's not like that. The more you learn, the more you want to learn. The Gemara says, "Im shomaya tishma, im tishma beyoshon, tishma bechodosh." So Yeshua Hashem, the Geula, it's not that you become satisfied; you're full. The more you get closer to Hashem, the more you want Kirvas Hashem. Mikol Mekoyim, what we'll be learning today is the sugi of Arba Koises. We'll try to get a lot of nefkeminis. And I'll bring one child that we'll try in the end, if it will come out in the end of the sugya. As for example, they're asking from the nursing homes, they have older men that can't take a cup and drink normally, they only could drink with a straw. They want to know they could do albacoises like that or not. You could be able to albacoises with a straw or not. We'll have to learn the sugya tonight to know that it's not him. Why yes and why not? And maybe there's a difference, different kinds of straw. The straw that is made in the cup is a straw that you put inside. So we'll start to learn the sugi of Arba Koises, and we'll try to get the different nefkeminis la aloha that come out after we learn the sugi of Be'il. Rabbi Seinu taught us that there are two dinim in Arba Koises. One aloha in Arba Koises is a aloha that is called Koishel Broche. Dehainu. Every night of Shabbos we do Kiddush al HaKoyis, right? Lela Seida, we also do Kiddush al HaKoyis. Then, when we have a Bris Mila, for example, right? We have a Koyis. We do Pidna Ben, Kiddushin, we have a Koyis. A lot of mitzvahs by us, we follow with a Koyis. Haggadah Shel Pesach, Chazal will metaken to follow with a Koyis. Second Koyis Shel Bracha. Then we have Kois shel brocha from Birkas Hamazon, Meikar Adin, Birkas Hamazon to Una Kois. Then we have Kois shel Halel. This means it's arba koisos that are be'etzem koishel bracha. So in every normal time we have one koishel bracha. Tonight we have arba koisos shel bracha. And there's another reason to drink wine. Als derech chayus. We're out of Mitzrayim. Like we sit by a sofa, we sit with pillows. So whole things that we do, nice dishes. One of the things that they were metakim is they drink derech chayus. Kings drink wine. Also remember from 2 weeks ago, Achashverosh, Mishteh Hayayin. This, he makes a party with Haman. The king drinks wine. This is derech chayus. V'ashtir kadas ein oynes kichen yisad ha-melech. So, Lela said that we went out of Mitzrayim, Chazal were metakim to drink arba koisos. Pesach Tzvi Frank, the Rav Yerushalayim, he has Sefer Mikroi Kodesh. He brings down one of the first places that is brought down this Teire, that arba koisos really have two halachas. They have one halacha of koishel broche, and one halacha of derech chayus. And he says, the Sloshan HaGmoren, Arbi Psochim, Dafkuf Yudzayin, Dalet koisos tiknu chachomim. Derech chayus, furosh. Kol chad v'chad, navid be'u mitzvah. So what Chazal did, they took two mitzvahs that we have to do tonight. We have to have derech chayus, and we need to have koishel brocha. So they banded them together, and they told you, you'll do four times koishel brocha, you will have the derech chayus. And he says more from that. That for the derech chayus, and soon we'll see nafkemines, you have to have for the derech chayus four cups. Three cups, you're not yoytze derech chayus. If a person could only have three cups of wine, he can't get hold of four. There's no point to drink three. But, as the koishel bracha, he could have kiddush ala kois, agoda ala kois, birkas hamazon ala kois, so halal he will not have. But as the mitzvah from derech chayus, it's one big mitzvah of four cups. Like it's no point to eat a half a kezayis matzah if you can't eat a kezayis matzah, most shittas. Well, put a half a tefillin on. No point. The mitzvah is the derech chayus is arba koisos. If you cannot drink the arba koisos, there's no point to drink. Masha'enken, as the koishel broche, every mitzvah separately, and even if you can't drink all of the four, would be a point to drink every one of them. And he brings some rice from the Gemara on it. Have time later, we'll see. The Briskerov and Sefer Chidushi Agriz al Rambam follows with the same shtikul teire. Sorry, and he brings down Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam says the following Loshon: Arba koisos eilu, these four cups of Leila Seder. Shoso arba koisos eilu, if he drank these four cups of Leila Seder, miyayin she'einoy mozug, from pure wine that doesn't have water inside. Yotzo yedei arba koisos, he was yotzo yedei arba koisos, velo yotzo yedei cheirus. Shoso arba koisos alolu mezugim, bevas achas, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yotzo yedei cheirus, lo yotzo yedei arba koisos. The Mokel from the Rambam it's a Gemara. The Gemara has a similar lashon, but the Rambam's lashon is the following: Shoso arba koisos alolu miyain she'einu mazug, strong wine, yotzo yedei arba koisos velo yotzo yedei cheirus. Shoso yain mazug bevasachas, one after each other, yotzo yedei cheirus lo yotzo yedei arba koisos. So is a Gemara, and the Gemara Rashi himself explains a different pshat in the Gemara. The Briskerov wants to explain the Rambam and the derech that we are learning, and I will try to explain a little bit. Tesis in the beginning of Arvei Psochim and the Mishnah says like this: Arvei Psochim ve'afilu omi beYisrael lo yifchesu lo ime arba koisos. even the poorest person in Klal Yisrael, the Gaboy Tzedakah, has to give him 4 cups of wine. Tosfos is oimer than a diuk. Afilu oni beYisrael lo yifchesu loy. Loy. Who is loy? To him. What about his wife? What about his kids? Mitoich haloshen mashma ktsas she'ein noisnim lebono velebnei beYisrael ki im loy atzmoy. Vehu moitzi eskulam. Tezim ramaschel lo yifchesu. Tzadik tes amud beis. Mitoich haloshen mashma ktsas שאין נויסים לבנו ולבני ביסוי, כי אם לעצמוי, והוא מויצי את כולם בשלוי, וסבורהו. מה ישנו מארבע קויסס מקידוש דקול השונה? קידוש the whole year, everyone makes קידוש? You know it. There's a reason, I know some people have, I mean, not like that. So now they know that they're wrong, yeah? Taisa says that Svoru, that in Kiddush, one could be made to everyone. One could be made to everyone. So the Mele, who had been by Arba Koises? Who had been by Arba Koises? So the Skarov said that Reb Chaim asked him, he doesn't understand. I want to ask Yashayla, what Taisa says? It's no point. It says, if Chasuloi, you don't have to give his wife, you don't have to give his kids, you only give him. Frank Reb Chaim, he doesn't understand. Maybe Matzah also, only the father will eat Moitzi Da'ilam. But Lechemishna everyone has by you, or one does Lechemishna for everyone? So Matzah also. One will eat the Matzah, the Arba Koises. I'm sure in the modern Sedarim, some of this is what they do, yeah? So the Teretz is, what is the answer? What is the answer? Say it in a Lubnisher words. What is the answer? Why it's not even a question? That one person will eat the Matzah for everyone. Why is that a question?
It's on each person.
Well, the Teretz is, it's like one person can't put on tefillin. Yeah? You have a mitzvah to eat matzah tonight. So why Kiddush, one guy could be moitzi everyone? The words, the lomdisha word. Everyone knows that's not a question, right? But what is the difference? So the lomdisha words are like that. And the Kiddush, we need to have Kiddush. He's moitzi me in Kiddush. He's moitzi me in Parsha Zohar. He's moitzi me in the Megillah. Matzah, I need to eat. He can't eat for me. So he has to eat. He can't eat for the other person, right? So man, in the matzah, you can't be moitzi the other person. You can't be moitzi the other person in the matzah. So Reb Chaim asked, same thing, Arba Koises, the mitzvah to drink tonight, Arba Koises. How the father will be moitzi me? Kiddush, we need the text. The text needs to be said and a cup of wine. Like in Kiddushin, yeah? The Masada Kiddushin holds the cup, but the couple gets married. He's not getting married. There's no point. The text, the preferment has to be done in a cup of wine. The Kiddush has to be done in a cup of wine. But here, do you have to drink Arba Koises? Like Alpas. Zog the Briskerov, Muchach from Tesis, that Tesis learned that Arba Koises is not a mitzvah to drink. It's koishel broche. Like Kiddush has a cup, and I say that we have it 4 times. Kiddush, agadah, birkas hamazon, and halal, like in benching. Yeah? Shav brochas. You bench on a kois. Only one guy holds the kois. Why? Because not a din to drink, it's a din to make the brochas. So Tesis learned that arba koises, the din broche and arba koises, it's not a din shtia, it's a din koishel broche. The Miskirov brought down another thesis to prove it. Thesis in Dafkuf Yudkuf Zion declares, the Gemara says that Arba Koises is enough. Vehusha Shoso Rube de Koise. You don't have to drink the whole Kois. If you drink Roiv Kois, it's also good. How much is Roiv Kois? Thesis says, it doesn't have to be Roiv Kois. What if it's a huge cup? It means Meloy Lugmov. Meloy lugmov, levin kiddush. You have to drink roiv revis, meloy lugmov. You don't have to drink the roiv kois. This is what Taisa says. That behuda shoso rube de kosa, as Taisa says, doesn't mean roiv kois, means meloy lugmov, like kiddush. Zog de Beskerov, this is good if it tastes like shitosa, that I'm doing kiddush tonight. But if it's a aloche, to drink 4 cups, what is the shaykhus to Meloy Lugmov? Kazayis Masi, you need to eat the whole kazayis? Here you have to drink the whole kois. The halacha is roiv kois, but not meloy lugmav. And not only that, in the Rambam states, tzorich lishtis roiv kois. The Rambam doesn't say meloy lugmav. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a shita that is an idiot to finish the whole kois, and it's better to take a smaller cup and to finish it from to have a bigger cup. Okay, a smaller cup that has a shear. You know, some people will take a small cup and not yaitze. Why? What is the point? Why is it inyan? Kiddush is not inyan to finish the whole kais. Then the Torah says, and Kiddush is not inyan to drink. You have to make the bracha. Then us, covered of the bracha, we drink. Because if not, it's not related. But not because we need to drink. You know, you could do Kiddush, you give someone else a drink. So it's not inyan to finish the whole kais. Here the mitzvah is to drink four cups tonight. Roiv kais, like the Mishnah Berurah, like a tchil is an inyan to drink the whole kais if you could. Don't have to, but you could. Same thing the Rambam says. V'chol echod v'echod yishte arba koises balaylo haze. This is our meaning. We follow the Rambam. So the Biskirov is miyasa that we have machlekes Rambam and Tesis. Tesis learned that arba koises are only koishel broche. And the Rambam shit is, it's not only koishel broche. It's also Indian to drink a cup of wine. Now the Briskerov is coming back to explain Lashon HaRambam. Listen carefully. Shoso miyayin she'enoi mazuk. You're drinking arba koisves from strong wine. She'enoi mazuk. Yedei arba koisves yotzo. You are yotzo de mitzvah. Yedei cheirus lo yotzo. Shoso miyayin mazuk bevasachas. Yedei cheirus yotzo. Yedei arba koisves lo yotzo. So we pass in the Rambam that is two halochas. And the halacha of arba koises, als koishel brocha, and als derech chayus. But here we have a huge chiddush, and I want you to realize this chiddush because this is negiah to us to build up the sugya. That because we're explaining the Rambam with this tikkul teira, that is a din derech chayus, four cups, the mitzvah like is to eat four kazeis matzah, is an inyan to drink four cups to show chayus, and is a koishel brocha. And the Rambam is meduyek that you could separate it. If you drink it from strong wine that is not mazuk, koishel bracha you are yoytze, but it's not derech cheirus. You drink them one after each other. Yedei cheirus you are yoytze. Yedei arba koises you are not yoytze. I want to explain what I call it a chiddush. I could have said that it's two halachas tonight, but they banded together. You cannot separate them. You only could be yoytze derech cheirus through the seder of Leil HaSeder. And if the same thing, the koishel brocha. You're right that it's a koishel brocha, but tonight, like they told you to hold the cup, they told you to have wine and not water, so they told you tonight the koishel brocha has to be derech cheirus. You can't separate it. And the Rambam states that you can separate it. And the Loshon HaRambam, chayov kol echod lishtois balaylo haze arba koises. Now, the Ramo paskin za aloche. We'll start from the Ramo. The Ramo says, in Simon Tov Pei Gimel, a person that doesn't have wine, Leil HaSeder doesn't have wine. My mother was in jail in Siberia. She was taken from Poland 6 years. They didn't have wine. They didn't have wine. Za aloche happens to a lot of people. They don't have wine. The famous story, they're saying, and someone went to Reb Chaim, and he said it was a guy that the Rav came over to him, and he said that someone came to ask him that he doesn't have wine for Leil HaSeder, if he could be yotze with milk, as Chamar Medina. So Reb Chaim asked that Rav, and what he answered him, I said, yeah, the Ramo says that if you don't have wine, you yoytze with chamar medina. This is what my mother made in Siberia. She made kiddush and milk. Chamar medina. So this person told Reb Chaim that he was a rabbi in a little city. And someone came to ask him if he doesn't have wine, if he could do and chamar medina. So Reb Chaim asked, what do you answer him? I answered him, yes, you could, but like Adchila, you know you have to have wine. So I organized that the Chesed organization send them wine for Leil HaSeder. Reb Chaim told him, you can't be a rabbi anymore. If a person wanted to use milk for Leila Seder, it means he also didn't have chicken for Leila Seder. A rav has to send him the wine and the chicken. Someone came to ask you, Shaila, if you could use milk for Leila Seder, so it means the guy doesn't have chicken. So please, a good rav has to hear the question. And if someone has such a Shaila, you don't only send him a bottle of wine. You send him wine and chickens for Leila Seder, meat, etc. Meat is a Shaila by night, so it's talking about chicken. Mikol Mekoyim, so the Ramo passes like that. What is the moker of the Ramo that if you don't have wine, you could use Chamar Medina? Normally you say Chamar Medina is beer, but here we can't say that because it's Leila Seder. That's the reason when we're speaking about Chamar Medina, we're speaking about milk, or maybe orange juice. And normally Chamar Medina, everyone knows it's called beer. But see, Pesach, a lot of people make Havdalah and beer. But Leila Seder, to make it clear, you know, you cannot use beer. So B'meila, we're speaking about milk and these kind of things for Chamar Medina. So the Ramot paskins that if you don't have wine, you could use Chamar Medina. What is the mocker of the Ramo? The mocker is Hilchis Kiddush and Hilchis Havdalah. Zog the Briskerov, this is good Lefitesis. That is as Kosher Brocha, you bought a raya from Hilchis Kiddush, that when you don't have wine, you could use Chamar Medina. Oh, but if in the Rambam, are we going with the Rambam? That is a din to drink Arba Kosher Shel Yayin. So what? You bring me a raya from Hilchis Kiddush. That a person that doesn't have wine could use Chamar Medina for Kiddush. A person that doesn't have wine could use Chamar Medina for Avdolah. So the same thing the Rambam says. By Yosef Simon Tov Peites. And if you don't have wine for Arba Kosher, you could use Chamar Medina. Zog the Miskerov, how you could be using Chamar Medina? What is the raya from Hilchis Kiddush? Hilchis Kiddush is good. As Kosher Brocha, you're right, it makes sense. Kosher Brocha. Like, you know, if you don't, you can't do Kiddush on wine, you do on bread also. It's Kosher Brocha. But Leila Seder, a person will eat four matzahs for Arba Kosher, there's no Shaychus. So how the Shulchan Aruch partner Ramo says, but if you don't have wine, you could use Chamar Medina for Arba Kosher. Skinem Muchach Bilchis Kiddush Vavdole. The Fiddush Tikulter that we said now, that Chusim Kosher Brocha is the Inin von Derech Hayus. Lechu has no heta. Zog the Biskerov, and here we're getting closer to what we're trying to say. You're right. Avada. As Kosher Broche, it's good. As Derech Heirus, you will not be Yoitze. As Derech Heirus, you will not be Yoitze. Chamar Medina. Avada, you would only be Yoitze the Kosher Broche. So how the Ramo says that it's good? So it's a very posh answer. The Ramo didn't say that it's good. He said, "Mi she'ein lo yayin le'arba koises could use chamar medina. Ein echanami. He will not be yoitze koish al derech heirus. He will be only yoitze da'aloche of koish al broche. But when we're medayik in the Rambam, that when you can't do one, you could do the other one. They're not banded together. So this is what the Ramo meant. The Ramo meant, "Mi she'ein lo yayin, you don't have wine. Yika chamar medina. Ein echanami." As kiddush ve'avdole, as koishel broche. Ay, as derech heirus are not be yoitze, so you will not be yoitze as derech heirus. But at least, you will be yoitze the koishel broche. I think it sounds very posh. Sounds even emes, right? Aber azei, has a hand good. Because we're medayik in the Rambam, you can separate them. Yain Moshein and Mosuk Yotso Yidei Arba Koises Yidei Cheirus La Yotso Yain Mosuk Vosachas Yidei Cheirus Yotso Yidei Arba Koises La Yotso Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Ayin Beis Seif Yud Mi She'ein Oishoy Se Yain Mipnei She Mazikoy. A person doesn't drink wine because the wine gives him a headache or he hates wine. Shulchan Aruch says Tzorich Litchoyk Atzmoy Lishtis Vilekayim Mitzvahs Dalet Koises. He has to force himself, push himself to drink as Arba Koises. Seif in Shulchan Aruch. Mi she'ein oyev yayin mipnei she'mazikoy oy she'soinoy tzorich litchoyk atzmoy lishtis lekayim mitzvahs dalet koises. Clear? The Mishneh Brura has a little letter. It's another Eitzah, Zog the Mishneh Berurah. If he hates wine, or it's Mazikim, he could drink Chamar Medina. had the kind of Mishnah Berurah. Shulchan Aruch didn't say it, yeah? Chofetz Chaim. If you were saying the Chofetz Chaim is wrong. No, it doesn't help. He has the Recheirus. Well, the Rama said before that you could use Chamar Medina, Mishain lo Yain. But if you have wine, you're right that you hate wine. You're right that wine is not good for you. So the Shulchan Aruch, force yourself. Say the Chofetz Chaim. Why have to force yourself? You get hold of Chamar Medina. But Shulchan Aruch didn't say it. We're trying to answer Mereinu Shulchan Aruch, yeah? Mereinu Arama. They didn't say it. Came the Chofetz Chaim on his own. And he says, why do he doesn't like wine? Look this, Chamar Medina. Ma baya? Like the Rambam said before, if you don't have wine, you can take Chamar Medina. The answer is, the Shulchan Aruch didn't hold like that. If you have wine, you mechuyev to drink wine, b'leila seder, as koishel broch, and as derech eirus. So you want to say a big chiddush, and remember that, because it's a very big naskemina for me, I hate wine. So you're telling me that I'm not yet to derech eirus. This is the question. You mechadish now a big chiddush. That if it's the wine that you don't like, and I'll explain to you why it will be a nafkemine. Most people like grape juice. Right? Most people like grape juice. Wine, some do, some not. Now, but a lot of people will get to it. I'm machmir to drink wine and I say it for certain reasons. But you say, no. If I will drink wine, I'm not yet to derech eirus. Drink grape juice. Same as the shittas for grape juice because we are to derech eirus. So it's a huge chiddush to say that the Chofetz Chaim was mechadish that someone that doesn't like wine is not yet to derech eirus. A lot of people don't like so much the wine, but they force themselves. Or they don't like the Pesach wine. It doesn't make a difference here welcome wine they don't like. But you're saying now that if the answer to the Chofetz Chaim is wrong, what? So we're saying Chidushim. Shchanor Paskin da Aloch, I'm just showing the first thing, you know, when you see a Mishnah Berurah, you don't learn the Sugis, it's one and one is two. Yeah? Here it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you don't have wine, Chamar Medina. Here it says if you hate wine, you have to drink Lina Seidah. It's like the Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan, the same line. Chamar Medina. The answer is, the Fiddish to contain. The answer is, Miskarov is right. It's one din. It's one din derech eirus. Chamar medina is only as hilchus kiddush yinad yoytze derech eirus. B'meile. But the Rama says, because you don't have wine, so the Rama, you could use chamar medina. However, when a person has wine, and he's not drinking it because it's mazikoy, so you're right. Sometimes in Chachomim, in Yotze Soil, also wanted to say, like you're saying, that soilu mazikoy, you're not yoytze derech eirus, b'meile is nothing more to lose. But it's a very big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. We'll go weiter. Was a meise with a briskerov and his brother. They were going Ramosha Soloveitchik at the briskerov. Ramosha Soloveitchik, the older brother of the Biskerov, who was the father of the home mishpacha of the YU. So it was his father. So Reb Moshe was the older son of Reb Chaim, and the Biskerov was the younger son. And they were walking and they were going to learn somewhere, and Pesach fell and they were stuck in an inn. And they didn't have enough money to buy Arba Koises for both of them. Today wine is double everyone has. That is, they couldn't, especially the wines that they drank, the brisket, yeah? Well, they couldn't get the kosher wine. They had money like this. Or they could afford one set of four cups of wine. Or they had the chetimte to buy two sets of Chamar Medina. So here was the argument, what to do. Two sets of Chamar Medina, and every one of them will drink. Or one set of wine, but only one of them will mekayem the mitzvah. The Hashkafa Rishayna, the Rama says, if you don't have wine, you can be yitzeh. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said like this. we will buy only one set of wine. Why? So it's like this. The Rambam said that if you don't have wine, you could use Chamal Medina. We explained that when you drink Chamal Medina, what you yaitze? Kosher Bracha. The Recherus, you're not yaitze. When, if it's as Kosher Bracha and Kiddush, one could be Maitzi Da'azer also, right? So if we're going to have Chamal Medina, we're anyway not going to have the Recherus. What we will have? Only Kosher Bracha. As Kosher Bracha, one could be Maitzi Da'azer. So we will buy a cup of wine. One will be Maitzi the other. The one that is doing the Kiddush, at least he will have both halachas. So Mele, if we buy Chamal Medina, none will have Kosh Darcheros. If we will buy one cup of wine, Mele will buy one cup of wine. I'm the oldest, so I will do it and I'll be Maitzi. So this is what they did. This is what they did. And he told them that there's another plus to do it. This is what he tried to convince the Biskira. That he said that if we buy wine, wine is for sure good. Chamal Medina, no one knows exactly what is Chamal Medina. Right? You're not sure what is Chamal Medina. So like this, for sure, I could be made to you. So I will have both. I'll be made to you. So this is what they did. This is the reason they claim that this little day when Biskarab and Sefer came after he heard it from his brother in that story. when they were fighting in the inn. Also, the Sefer Maisa Ish. It's four volumes on Maisim from the Chazon Ish. Black Sefer. It's a quite reliable Sefer. And it's brought down that Reb David Povalsky went to the Chazon Ish. He was a Bacher. It was 1 year that he had a terrible headache. Terrible headache. He couldn't drink wine. He asked the Chazon Ish what to do. To do Chamal Medina, or to be yaitza with someone else that is doing the Dalet Kaisis with wine. And the Chazon Ish told him to be yaitza with someone else. Told him, I'll tell you why. He told him this whole shtickle there that we said now. And he said like this: if you do Chamal Medina, you don't have Derech Chayus. So, in the same price, you could be yaitza with someone else. Okay, so what is the difference? He said, but he yaitzeh with someone else, first we know for sure wine is wine. Chamal Medina, we don't know what it is. He said, more from that. And if the Shtikel Teira is wrong, so taste this hold that one could be Moiti the Ozer, maybe of anything. Maybe the Shtikel Teira is wrong, and when one is Moiti the Ozer, he could be Moiti him even in Derech Eirus. They were not attacking that everyone in the family has to drink Derech Eirus. Again, if you have to have Derech Eirus, and for sure in Chamal Medina you don't have it. So you only have kosher bracha. Now, if you have kosher bracha, for sure there's no point that no everyone will drink it. This doesn't make sense. So as kosher bracha, you're not gaining nothing. You could be yaitzeh with another person. If you do yourself, so you have kosher bracha, but you don't know if you have real chamal medina. Second of all, so maybe the other person is yaitzeh. You know, there's nothing to lose. Second of all, maybe the shtikel teira and dasa tesis is not that tesis disagreed to the whole shtikel teira. Maybe not that Tesis disagreed to the whole Shtikel Teira. Maybe Tesis agreed to the Shtikel Teira. That is two halachas. Just Tesis holds that is enough one. I want to explain. To say the other way around, B'das HaRambam, for sure we have to say that it's two halachas. Kosher Brocha and the Recherus. And Chamal Medina, you don't have the Recherus. You only have the Inyan from Kosher Brocha. And for sure the Cheshbon is right that one can be made to each other. There's not even a suffix about it. But the opposite. But if Lefi Teisus, why one could be made to each other? Because Teisus only learned Kosher Bracha, like the Biskarov, or maybe Teisus learned even more from that even that it's not a Kosher Bracha, but one could be made to each other, one could be made to each other. This is the way Chazal will attack in the day, will not attack in the Darcherus on everyone. So, Bemel, if you be Yaitse with the other person that is drinking wine, you'll be doing much better. You'll be doing much better. So, Bemel, he told him, be yaitza with someone else that is drinking wine. No, this is what I'm saying. Chazish said this doesn't make sense. It's not that Derech to drink four cups of oranges. No. First we spoke about beer that we in Pesach, most of us. No, in the Devar we don't. No, Chamal Medina is not Derech Cherus. Derech Cherus is not to drink four cups of drink. Chama Medina, wine is a choshev v'mashke. Is there a chayru?
He holds chayru is defined.
So he's trying to say that. I understand. This is what I'm married. I'm married. The Chazanish didn't have a tzad. Oh. So you answered already. Now you're going like me. If you learn like me, and that will say that the Chofetz Chaim didn't mean that because Soilo is not wine. For sure. So then I say again, this Shtikul Teira is, like I said, the Chur, the Loika, Chofetz Chaim. You're right. Right, so this is the Svar, this is the comes of Biskarov and the Chazanish, and this is what they're trying to say Biskarov, that it doesn't make sense that the Chamar Medina to say the Svar of the Recheirus. This is what I'm trying to be Madgish. That the Chazanish. No, but he's Fakir, he's not the Shitosi. I'll explain to you. Now he's going to Shitosi. I'll explain. He's trying to say, the Chofetz Chaim said that someone that hates wine could drink Chamar Medina. So, we said, why? So he answered before because he doesn't have derech chayut. Now he's answering, no, he has derech chayut. But the Chofetz Chaim learned that when you drink Chamar Medina, you are yotzei derech chayut. And the Chofetz Chaim didn't hold the Mishnah Torah, like I asked before. If the Chofetz Chaim didn't hold the Mishnah Torah, so he says, what the Chazanish is telling this person? To be yotzei by the other person in the wine. So you're right, then he's for sure not yotzei derech chayut. The Philip is girl. But if he will drink Chamar Medina, so he'll be yotzei. You're right.
Why is it
Tosfos? Because
he's not
noches
to hold
the chayus.
Right.
So this is what Chazanish told him. Right, but Chazanish told him. You're right. There's nothing more to gain, nothing more to lose. You can do what you want. But if we learn that the Tosfos was not noches to shtikul teira, and mishum malafi Tosfos, they were attacking that he will be mitzi me. So for sure, it's the Indian that he'll be mitzi you with wine. Why is every time better? First, al tcheirus. Second of all, even with his kiddush, the halacha is if you have wine, you don't do chamar medina.
Yeah, but also tcheirus is more. He has a tzad that each one should take a drink.
Even in kiddush. Right. So that's what I said. So tcheirus is no chazal.
Well, yeah, a tiana milah could be better than
he drinks chamar medina. Yeah, but the ma'aseh we don't do. But I'll explain to you soon where is an afkamina for us also. Grape juice. Now, we know most poiskim, and this is the halacha that is accepted before we, not to get it wrong, we could use grape juice for arba kaisis. That's the halacha. You could use grape juice for arba kaisis. The shlosh na shulchanoruch yoitzim b'yayin mevushal afilu lekatchile imutoiv. V'chein yayin migitoi. Yayin migitoi is grape juice, what we call grape juice. Some say that it's only that day that the grape juice didn't pass a pastor that, you know, if you left it for 30 days, it started to get sour and it became wine. Our grape juice, that they put chemicals inside that stop it, that it cannot become wine, it doesn't have the koyach of wine. So b'meila, it doesn't have a shame. They bring a raya for Moshe Feinstein, ready. He will argue that Raya, the Gemara says that one of the Amiroim, he will drink Arba Koisis, he will have towels on his head till the middle of the summer from the headache of the wine. So Moshe Feinstein and Ingris Moshe asks, what is the whole problem? Just drink grape juice. Nice thing, so Moshe wants to prove that you can't be Yotze and grape juice and Arba Koisis. They claim that in that days there was no way to have grape juice in Pesach time because the grapes were in the summer. If you didn't make grape juice out of it, they were spoiled. If you made grape juice, it got sour. They didn't have the chemicals to keep it, to become grape juice. So they didn't have grape juice doing... So nowadays, they add grape juice. Not every time was grape juice, but as a Moshe. So, people say that it's better to have, you know, they have like natural grape juice, real grape juice. Most of the Kedem ones are like that. Some say that even if grape juice is good, but wine is better because it's derech chayrus. It's derech chayrus. And fakel. So most people hold that grape juice is good. The machmirim try to drink wine. Let us say there, as derech chayrus. And again, like we said before, if you don't like wine, you have to know if the chumah is good or not. So two things. Some people, you know, they want to add wine, but they're scared they'll fall asleep. So the last kois, they already use wine. This is the figure based on 3 francs is amaratzis. Why? We said, as derech heirus, you have to drink, we start at the beginning of shir, all the four. There's no point to put a half a tefillin on. The same amount of wine you put in the first cup, put in the last cup. There's no difference. No, add more wine. You can add more wine. You know, these people just, okay, add a little bit more wine, you tell the guy. As derech heirus, you have to have 4 cups. No 4 cups, no derech heirus. As koishel broche, there's no need to have wine. Grape juice is also good. So if you decide you want to have wine, all the four have the same amount of wine. If you cannot have wine, you're not doing no one a favor by adding in the last cup. Like this last cup, he takes wine and he falls asleep. What? As kiddush, some people as kiddush, shemachmir as kol from kiddush. It's not hazach. But as derechirus, there's no need to add. Some people, what they do. But I'm saying it's only machmirim. I don't think you have to take out this chumra. But it's after they know this whole shir, what they do is, the mashal, the father, or the head of the mishpacha, he drinks wine, and everyone has grape juice. Now he's moitzi them in the brachas, and then they drink. What they gain. And it's sad that you could be moitzi in arba koises, so he's moitzi them in their chayus. And it's sad that you cannot be moitzi. So they're drinking the grape juice. So the gain to be yotze from a person that is drinking wine. So you're saying, you know, okay, chumras for the machmirim, yeah, not so important. And Stam is a duke in Lashon Rambam. And what is mazuk? Mazuk alamol. The Gemara says it's, you know, water, a third, 3/4 of water, wine, and 1/4 water. The Lashon HaRambam is Ve'im zegenu ad she'iye rotzu loy. It's mashma in the Rambam, because of the derech heirus, here the mezige is not the hilchis mezige of yain. Here you really have to like it. It really has to be tasty to be yotze. So again, it could be people that like grape juice and they don't like wine. When they add wine, they're just losing. They're not gaining. So you have to know if it's an Indian, you start mixing wine, could be it doesn't do nothing, it just makes it worse. So now I want to come to the next step. We'll go back to these men that are in a nursing home and they cannot drink with a cup. They only could drink with a straw. So what is the shaila exactly? And kiddush, there's no question about it, that a person could make kiddush and then stuff in a straw and drink. Doesn't make a difference. He made kiddush. Now, the halacha, you have to drink the kosher bracha. If you don't drink the kosher bracha, it's wrong. So you put a straw inside and you sip it out. No problem at all. Tachrishtir, yeah. But now that we know that the halacha of derecheirus is a chetze of drinking arba kosher shel yayin, is a chetze of drinking arba kosher shel yayin, yesh li stapik. And this chefze of drinking arba koisu shel yayin, you could drink from a straw. Drinking from a straw is called that you're drinking the arba koisu shel yayin. But this is clear that if a person will take the wine and pour it into a bag and drink from a bag, for sure he's not yet. The derech cheirus is you drink 4 cups. This is the derech heirus. So here's the shaila. A straw is good or a straw is not good? You have to drink a raya. I said, Taisa says you don't have to finish the kois. Beloy lugmov. But the Buskarov said, Lefi das Rambam, is the Indian of roif kois. Shambur says the Indian to finish the cup. Why? Because this is the chefts of the mitzvah. It's a kezayis matzah. It's a cup of wine. This is the chefts of the mitzvah. While this is the chefts of the mitzvah, a cup of wine. This is the chefts of the mitzvah, a cup of wine. So the shaila, when you stuck in a straw inside, you yaitz or you're not yaitz? So what the Rabbanim of Yisrael wanted to say, that if the straw is made in the cup, you know, like the little kids, they have for the breakfast, I know the ones that are in the cover, I don't know exactly that, you know, that the adults use, but the ones that, you know, like little, these cups, mistoma, it's okay. You have to know klape, if it's called a kois shalem or not, but Tashis is not called a kois pogum. Also, I'm not going now, there's another shal if it's called a kois pogum or not. But they have some that fold out, so it's for sure straight. So if the straw is made in the cup, so it's mistabo that yoyotze, because he's drinking from the cup. But if it's not made in the cup, it's from the side of the cup. Again, if it's undercover and it's made, I don't know. You have a lot of ones that have undercover, and undercover you have a straw. But to put in a straw, he's not drinking the kais. So the Rabbanim gave the eitzah like this. That these people, b'shas ma'ase, in the Leila Seder, to have someone that does the Seder for all these people, and he will hold the kois, and he makes the arba koises, and they're mechaven to be yotze with him, the dalet koises. And they have a das, that if they could, they're also drinking themselves.
What's wrong with the straw?
The halacha is derech chayus. Now, what it means that I'm drinking arba koises? Yeah. You have to drink from the cup. You're not drinking from the cup.
How do you know chayrus comes from the dindal?
One second. If I take this wine, pour it inside here, and drink it, it's garnished. I have to drink from the kois. Could be I could make this to be a kois. But if I take the wine, put it in a bag and drink, it's not chayrus for sure not.
Where does the chayrus end?
Not amount of wine, 4 cups. I'm a king. I'm drinking 4 cups tonight.
You take a grub a cup.
Some Shabbos, I take a tchila, finish the whole cup.
If you take a dirty, disgusting cup.
It's gedorim. It's fakir. It's gedorim of chazal.
Yeah, yeah.
The of chazal. It's a cup. A cup. How the cup looks.
It's just a way of drinking from the cup.
So this is the shot. But this is the shot. For sure, it's a way. But the if I'll do like this with my finger, I don't know. That's the shayla. The shayla is, this is the shayla that we don't have, you know, it's not brought down in the poiskim. But a person, they came to ask a shayla. We have to answer them. They came to ask if they're yoytze
derech chayus with a straw.
Unless
they had a straw in there before you pour the wine. So now it's part of the
kais. It's not really a part. It's stuck inside. It's not a kais.
Yeah,
if you pick up, but I'll tell you, yeah. If you pick up the straw and the wine goes out, yeah. The wine is not inside the straw.
No, but the same can be conveyed that tomorrow. You pour the wine into whatever it was. That's even
conveyed as your kais. Yeah, but I'm saying the shayla of this straw that is visiting inside the cup is, as I'm saying,
not to drink the cup, you have to drink the wine in the cup.
But I'm saying it's not to drink the wine in the cup, it's to use the kais to drink a kais shel broche. This makes that to become a chayla.
Yeah, but even though a straw is meant to visit a cup, that's what
it's I'm saying this is the shayla. You're right. I just want to finish with one thing. I heard one of Pshat. What, another pshat, why we drink arba koises shel yayin? What is the point of the arba koises shel yayin? You know, the halacha is when a person goes in and he drinks wine, and a better bottle of wine comes in, you make a toiv ameiti. A toiv ameiti was the most beautiful bracha that a Jewish person could make. A toiv ve'ameiti. If you would ask me, I would make this bracha when you finish Shas Bavli. Maybe Bavli in Yerushalmi. Hatoi v'ameiti. Shtel tach to a person eats a bar of chocolate, comes a better Swiss chocolate. Hatoi v'ameiti. Such good. So it's a bizarre, yeah? So shtel tach to a person has a bottle of wine, comes a bottle of wine 110 years. It's so good. Hashem, you're so. Embarrassing to be a bracha. So how we make a bracha hatoi v'ameiti on wine? So it's a tasis in Alvi Psochim. Not going in. But now we go with other tasis in Alvi Psochim. The pshat is as grapes is the only product in the world, kibat, that comes to the world complete. You spoil it, and then it becomes better. I'll give you a mushel. You know, they say in France they do the best wine. Only thing a person was never, he never saw how they produce wine. He goes to a visit in France. He comes to these places, they have these big, you know, kerem, this huge kerem. He sees grapes, every grape like a watermelon. These grapes, some of them sell them for $200 a piece. He stands there, he sees the people come, they pick them off. Okay, he's sure now they'll wrap it. No, they throw it into a truck, Okay, he runs after the truck to see what they're doing with his big grapes. There's a big pit. They pour everything to the pit. And then a guy starts to step on it with boots. French people, Michigan. He wonders to himself, okay, at least it will be a grape juice. He waits, no, they leave it. It starts to get sour. Go, Michigan. Okay, at least it will be vinegar. No, they wait, becomes wine. He says, oh, hush, now they have wine. No, no, no. They take it, they take barrels, they black it, seal it, and they send it down, not to open for 100 years. He says, in my country, they bury people. He never stopped producing wine. He leaves, he showed his French people, not normal. This guy dies eventually. Yeah, no, does live after 100 years. And he leaves the world with bad feelings about the Frenchies. Yeah? We know that this is the way to produce wine, right? Nothing strange about it. I want to ask you a child. If you will go there and you'll see how they're doing the wine, you'll also have a kasha or a meshugoyim. The Yeshleima, no, they're doing wine. His father made for him and he's doing for his kids. This is the way the company is. The company has been a couple hundred years. Yeah? So we know the answer. So I'm asking you, you will have a question and you will have to answer yourself, and maybe sometimes you will forget the answer. You know, this is the way you're doing wine. There's no question and answer. Grapes is one of the only things that comes a full product and gets spoiled and then it becomes better. Gets spoiled and then it becomes better. This is the way it's done. When we see grapes, it's one of the only products that we see that, mushroom, wheat, doesn't come ready. You make bread. Grapes, shiva saminim. You spoil it, and then it becomes better. Life is the zavazach. Sometimes Hashem makes it hard for a person, but it's for his benefit. We went into Mitzrayim. It sounds terrible. Maybe till today we don't understand exactly why we needed Mitzrayim. But we know if Klal Yisrael will not be in Mitzrayim, will not be Klal Yisrael. Zohar, they explain what was the tikkun, what was exactly the chatoim that Klal Yisrael had to do. We pass sometimes hard things in life, but there's nothing bad. Everything is good. Hashem is atoy ve'ameitiv. So when we hold grapes and we hold better wine, we say, like Hashem, so clear to us that this is the process to make the wine to become a better wine. It's the same thing exactly. The same thing exactly as life. It looks bad, but in the end it becomes better. So every time a famous story was two people in the Holocaust. One, his number was 2256, one was 2257. But they were in Auschwitz for 6 years. 2256 comes up to the Shemayim, gets $500,000 palaces of gold. 2257 goes up to the Shemayim, gets $1 million palaces of gold. So 2256 goes over to the place where you complained there and says, this is Elam Ha'emes, the same bunk in Auschwitz for 6 years. One day I put on the tefillin, he went to work. The other day the opposite. One day I ate the bread, he ate the donkey. And the second day I ate the meat and he ate the bread. One Shabbos I kept, the other Shabbos he kept. Exactly 50-50. How it could be in Elam Ha'emes, he got $1 million palaces of gold, I thought Elam Ha'emes is real. He waits a couple of days, he gets back the answer from where he gets. And they tell him, you remember the last day of Auschwitz? He says, remember. Remember, no? He says, yeah, remember. The Nazi shooted 2257. The bullet went into his head, but he didn't die. The Nazi sent a black dog to take pieces out of him, but it didn't help. The Nazi started to step on him and step on him and step on him. And then he managed to kill him. You picked up your eyes and you said, Ribbono Shel Olam. 6 years Auschwitz. Terrible. We don't know what. Wires in the ear, take them out from the noise, the peel of the finger. All of a sudden we know, Sikain Vikafis. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm asking you one favor. When the bullet hits me, just take my neshama right away. I can't pass this Misa Mishuna. I'm asking one favor. And Hashem cannot say no to you after 6 years of Auschwitz. And when the bullet hit you, you died right away. For that extra 2 hours that he suffered, it's another $500,000 palaces. So 2256 picks up his eyes to Hashem and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, so why you listen to me? 2 more hours I would suffer forever, I would be double. Tell him it's too late. There's no bad in this world. There's a process. The wine becomes a better wine. When we're holding in the Geula of Mitzrayim, we specially take wine for Alba Koises. Wine symbolizes the more you work on it, in the end, the best comes out. Takes time sometimes doing life to see it. But Hashem is a Toi Ve'ameitiv. He's a Toi Ve'ameitiv. Yedid Nefesh Ovo Rachamon. He's a Yedid. And he's a father and he's a Rachamon. Sometimes you have a person that is a Yedid, but he's not a father. He could lose you. Sometimes you have a father, but he doesn't have Rachman. He's a cruel guy. He's also a Rachman, and he's also a Av, and he's also a Yedid. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sometimes it's the process. But we have to have such a clear emunah, not that sometimes we could forget the answer. When we see that they're producing wine, we know, it's not a question, we don't see the wine is suffering. We know, this company is a very good company. This is exactly life. So the Mele, when the wine comes, we say, Atoy Ve'ameitis. So for Lela Seder, we choose the Arba Koytish Shel Yain. This is the emunah of the Geula. Bez Hashem will be zeicher together to the Geula Ashleima v'mheira v'yameinu. Amen.
Amen.